Here's a clue. Don't mess with Texas. Dusty Hill and Frank Beard, along with Billy Gibbons, make up this amazing trio. The longest surviving American rock band in the history of American rock and roll without any member changes. ZZ Top, the album is Eliminator, and this is an album you should own, and this is why. ZZ Top had really been going for quite some time. They met when they were all, or put together I guess, when they were all 19 years of age. They're all born in 1949. Frank Beard, the drummer, is the only one without a beard. But they took some time off between 1977-79 to grow their beards out a little bit and give themselves a bit of an image. In the meantime, of course, they're writing some amazing tunes. Now, starting off as a real bluesy band, this ZZ Top were never a rock band per se. They were a blues band, and I mean good quality blues. These guys were really good at doing the blues numbers. In fact, so good, they backed up people like Janis Joplin when she did some concerts. I mean, they're both from Texas. It kind of worked out, right? But it's an interesting fact that she was also a lover of the band and a lover of the blues. Also, no big secret, Jimi Hendrix touted Billy Gibbons as one of the finest young upstart American guitarists he had ever heard, which is kudos in itself. Good enough reason to keep going, good enough reason to keep making music, which they did. And by the time Eliminator came out, well, they really were at the peak of their powers. Their manager, Bill Ham, always considered the fourth member of the band. He was with them right from the start. He was with them for decades. He forked out the money for the record producing. He forked out the money for the traveling and the shows. He did all the hard work of the hard yards. And you know what? In the end, all the hard work paid off. It worked for them. And yeah, they loved him as a fourth member. Before Eliminator came out, I think it was around 1976, they announced their worldwide Texas tour. I never got to see it, but the stage was shaped like Texas. They had cacti and rattlesnakes and, you know, it was amazing. Now, the classic car that is on the cover of the album Eliminator by ZZ Top is actually a car. It was a vehicle put together, created as in physically put together by Billy Gibbons. A pet project, if you like. Now, none of us kids had seen anything like this before. What's this? What's this? You know, a hot rod. Oh, and it's called Eliminator. Just fantastic. The whole image thing, which was not necessarily purposeful, but geez, it sent a message to everybody, including me, saying, rock and roll lives. ZZ Top played their first ever concert in 1970. I think it was in Texas. It was in Houston. And one person showed up. They still did the gig. Why not, right? They stopped halfway through the set, went down and gave the guy a cup of coffee and said, thanks for showing up. Thanks. Give Me All Your Love and Legs, Sharp Dress Man are just three tracks on this album that are just rock blues anthems. And you can play any one of these songs on any genre, on any radio station at any time, and they won't turn it off for you PDs that are budding out there. So there's a tip. Also important to note, they made a few appearances in a lot of things. Back to the Future 3, it was number 3, where they actually appeared as a bit of a band or house band. Kind of cool. Eliminator, ZZ Top, without a doubt, one of the world's best rock albums of all time. If you haven't got it, get your phone, pick up your phone and buy it right now. Get it, put it on your phone and listen to it. It's phenomenal. Well, I can see by the old sundial on the wall, it's time for me to leave. Until next time.